A crowd estimated around 500 people gathered in downtown Tampa today as part of the nationwide Tax Day Tea Parties protesting government spending, particularly spending plans of President Obama. The event has received large coverage on conservative media outlets like talk radio and Fox News. Their presence has become so large in the past few days that the left-leaning cable network MSNBC has held several reports about Fox's involvement. Although many in the audience were conservative, they weren't necessarily Republican Party supporters. A man named Steve from Clearwater said there were some Nashville Republicans he respected, many of them who made national headlines in rejecting portions of the stimulus money earmarked for their states.
There are a few. I certainly like Mark Sanford, the governor of South Carolina, who has seemed to be pretty... I liked his statement. Rick Perry from Texas has talked about the 10th Amendment, the Bill of Rights, about more states' rights, and he's standing up. Certain guys like him, obviously, Bobby Jindal in Louisiana seems like a pretty solid in the way that he's approaching the situation.
His friend called Florida Governor Charlie Crist a rhino, Republican in name only.
He's a big spending, he's a liberal Republican, and I'm definitely going to vote against him.
Tarpon Springs Republican Congressman Gus Bilirakis was in attendance. As he stood in front of the flatbed truck parked on Ashley Drive, where speakers were addressing the crowd, the GOP representative found himself committing to term limits for members of Congress.
What do you think about term limits, Congressman? Don't you think we ought to have term limits? Because all these congressmen, they become beholden to all these special interest groups.
I think we should have
term limits. I think
you need to... 12 years.
All right, I'll go for that. I tell you what, you need to bring up a belt, and I'll be sure that you get back into office.
I'll back it.
Okay, all right, term limits.
God bless. Congressman, why are you out here today?
I'm here to listen to the people. I think it's these people, they care about their country, and I'm here to listen. I think it's one of my duties as a member of Congress to listen to the people, and I happen to agree with them. I like what I'm hearing so far.
WMNF contacted Bilirakis' office to determine if he has backed term limits in the past. They did not return our phone call. Mark Proctor is a Republican Party consultant based in Hillsborough County. Despite the high-profile endorsements from former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey's Freedom Works organization, Proctor insisted the event was grassroots activated.
Honestly, I think what happened was it started as grassroots, and a lot of people, like myself, who wasn't involved in it, said, hey, this is a great idea, and joined in on it. I think you got the Freedom Works and a lot of these grassroots organizations saw this as an excellent tool, but it was honestly started, as far as I know, from just people, kind of a groundswell. And I want to go back to, I think it was around March or so, they had the first one, and then it just started exploding, and now there's groups that are actually organizing these things.
There were many signs in the crowd claiming that America is becoming socialist. Former Hillsborough County Commissioner Brian Blair was one of the listed organizers at the event. We asked him if he felt the president was leading the country down that path.
I'm waiting to see, and I think this is the first real step towards showing that it's a strong possibility that what many have believed is true.
Indeed. Do you worry about other things about Obama, that this country could really go too far to the left, in your opinion?
To me, President Obama is my president. I'm a Republican, but he is my president as a Democrat. And I support President Obama and hope that he'll be successful. But if he's going to try to turn our nation into away from capitalism, into socialism, then that's where the buck stops here. And I think that's where the buck stopped with the majority of the Americans.
And Blair said Obama was already changing much about what he campaigned for.
Such as taxing anybody above $250,000. That's now dropped way down to, it changes almost daily.
Really? He's changed that? I thought it was still his plan. It's still to do that.
I heard it was now at $75,000.
I don't know about that.
Because of balancing the budget.
Actually, PolitiFact.com reported earlier this month that Obama has not broken his vow to tax anybody making less than $250,000 a year, unless one considers the new cigarette tax a levy on such citizens. Steve Freed from Clearwater held a sign that read, "Incumbents, we won't forget." A former military veteran, he said there were plenty of problems with America's healthcare system. When asked what he thought of President Obama's plan to reform healthcare, he seemed in support without actually saying so.
And the bad part about it, they've got a lot of people that are going into the hospitals right now that don't have the funds. So the people that do have the funds are having to pay for it. And God help you if you don't have insurance. Because if you go in the hospital, you get stuck with a bill that's three times more than somebody with insurance. Which, when you think about it, doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
So do you think it's worthy, you know, we don't know exactly how his plan will come out. It's like a private-public plan. But to really tackle that is as being one of the issues that really need we need to fix in this country.
Absolutely. I was a nurse for 20 years at Morton Plant Hospital. And some of the stuff there and some of the waste that you saw, it was ridiculous.
Jeff Chandler is from Land O'Lakes. He had a sign that had a cross over the phrase, New World Order.
The New World Order? Who wants to have other countries' law dictated in our country? We don't need that. That's not right.
Is that happening right now?
Well, it will.
And Chandler thinks illegal immigration is out of control.
We've got 12 million illegals having babies that are going to be competing for the jobs of our own citizens, and that's taxpayer dollars, and we're giving them regular in-state tuitions to go to college. It's not right.
A Dunedin resident named Rebecca works in downtown Tampa and walked over to the event on her lunch hour.
Well, I think the president is largely to blame for a piece of the mess we're in, but I do believe the greed of the nation, the American nation, has a heck of a lot to do with it as well. So we can stand here and we can blame the president and the politicians, but we are a people of greed, and that comes before the action of the president, and we should look in the mirror.
A South Tampa woman named Marion Matheson held aloft a sign reading, No Taxpayer Funds for Acorn. However, according to the political vetting website factcheck.org, the bill does not include specific funds for Acorn in it. However, they would be eligible to compete against hundreds of other groups for such funding. But most of it is for a housing rehabilitation program Acorn says it never applied for in the past and will not in the future.
Where's Acorn getting money? Where's that coming from?
It's in the stimulus bill.
Really? Does it say Acorn's in the bill? I don't think so.
I think it says community stabilization.
No, oh really? I don't think it does,
community
sir.
Community stabilization programs, which
it
is
doesn't? I got the docs that say
what do you got on you right now?
Huh? Go get them?